Did he finish building the fort? Ah, it's done. Oh no. Sorry to bring the bearer of bad news, fellow servant. It appears our little king has gone to his quarters for a slumber. We have to keep our noises down a little. Yeah, my little brother won 9-8 on us. Sorry. I know. I am so sorry you had to go through the hassle of building a blanket fort for him. But it looks pretty good though. A for effort. I appreciate you coming to play with my brother. You know how excited he was when I told him you were coming? He ran around the house, nonstop screaming your name like you're a superhero. I couldn't keep up with him. For the life of me, I still can't handle his ADHD. I'm his sister, for God's sake. I can't believe I still couldn't keep him occupied. What kind of big sister am I? Mom and Dad are on their anniversary vacation, and they won't be back till next week. I just wish they could come home sooner. That's why you're the expert. You know how to treat kids. You always find a way to calm him and keep him grounded. He looked up to you, you know? He sees you like you're his older brother. Family?
Nothing is stronger than family. Call me Domenico Toretto. Gender swap me to me for the next Fast and Furious movie.
No way. I'm getting myself bald. My hair's too precious. How many people flick my hair like Tom Hiddleston's Loki? He's hot, okay? Don't judge me. You came all this way with your blankets and the fairy lights, making it all nice and pretty just to have our guest of honor snoozing in his room. He's going to be mega upset when he wakes up and realizes he missed playing in the fort. No, don't take it down. It's such a waste of your efforts. You should leave it as it is. When he wakes up tomorrow morning, he can play here all day. That will keep him occupied for a long time. Your blanket? That one there is yours. Oh. Yikes. Sucks to be you. I'll lend you mine later. Don't worry about it. You'll have my Care Bear blanket. Don't ill me. I love my Care Bears. One day, you'll be one of us. I'm gonna turn you into a Care Bro by the end of the month. Trust me. So, you're staying for a while? You came all this way for nothing. Might as well chill with me in the fort. Yeah, why not? Kinda getting a little nostalgic here. This reminds me of when we were kids. We once felt a fort like this, remember? So let's relive it then. Well, I thank you, kind adventurer, for allowing me to enter first. Such a gentleman. Alright, I'm climbing in. Jeez. Ow. How small did you make the entrance? It's a tight squeeze. Right, it's meant for my little brother. Haha, I'm in. Looks quite spacious for a grown-up. I'm very impressed by your architecture. Look at my fat ass crawling through the entrance. You have a fat ass. I can see you struggling to get in. Your butt is bumping the chairs. Don't topple them. Hold on. Don't crawl. Lay flat on your stomach and just slide yourself in. Yep. Just slide yourself in. Here, hold my hands. I'll pull you in. There we go. Welcome to Chili's. No.
This isn't in and out. You want your animal style fries? Get out. Oh, your dick's hurt? You'll be fine. Don't be a wuss. Get out. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Don't leave me. Stay with me. Please. Come sit next to me. Look at the amount of space we have. We can freely crawl around in here. Was this intentional? So you took my brother's sporadic nature into consideration, huh? Very thoughtful. You're not a kindergarten teacher for nothing. I can see the fairy lights you hung. Where's the switch? I want to see if this worked in its full glory. You got it. Wait, hold on. Almost. Gotta love me some wizardry. It's pretty. No, I'm serious. It's really pretty. This is just like our fort, but bigger and better. Does this remind you of the time we used to play around in our own blanket fort when we were little? Yeah, we came up with a bunch of silly role plays in there. We played a lot of different characters and occupations. Yeah, we were astronauts that one time. How did we manage that? We were bumping into each other a lot in such a small space. We didn't have a lot of blankets back in the day. We were wild. I guess size doesn't really matter when it comes to our imagination. Right? We were meant to sleep in it. You invited me for a sleepover and decided instead of sleeping on the bed, we'll sleep in a fort. Cool idea, but somehow, some weird turn of events, we decided to turn it into a roleplay haven. We must have been very bored. I remember our first roleplay. We were in a horror story about chasing ghosts. Do you? I don't know why, though. It was my idea to play horror. I called you out for suggesting playing Sherlock. Ghosts aren't scary at all. They're just stupid people in costumes. Ugh, that was cringe. I was not wrong, though, for the most part. Oh, yeah, it was naive. I hadn't watched any horror shows at the time. I knew you hadn't. I just had to show off my confidence. Dude, I was a sassy little girl. I didn't know what I was doing. I don't blame you for following me, though. You thought I knew what I was doing. But it was funny seeing your reaction. The amount of times you hesitate was priceless. Let's step into the haunted forest. We'll catch some ghosts if we're lucky. And what did we do? Come on, you know what you did. Don't act coy with me. You whimpered. Okay. Oh my god. You were just so freaking scared. I am so sorry you had to go through all that. But at the same time, I'm not. It was fun until we got spooked by a stupid lamp. Just fell on the floor and we screamed. So much for being brave about ghosts. Yeah, our parents came to our room to see us, scared shitless. We were hugging when they saw us. Your head buried into my collar, trembling in my arms. You were really scared. You thought I was the brave one, so you hugged me, but I'm scared too. I held you tight and couldn't let you go. At the end of the day, it was fun. We had more adventures after that. We played in the fort at every visit or sleepover till you got tired. You always got tired first and ended our playtime. It was like a signal that we played enough. Weirdly, no, I still had a lot of energy. I wanted to play more. You know how I would always let you rest your head on my lap facing up? It was my way of taking care of you. I can't let my adventure buddy get all wasted. I cooed you, gave you some relaxation, talked about your hopes and dreams, and you fell asleep right then and there. I gave you a kiss on the forehead. Of course you do. You liked me pampering you. Speaking of which, do you want to do that again? Come on, for memory's sake. Lay down here. Lift your head up. I'll sit perpendicular to your head. Now, rest your head on my lap. There were. There. We're looking at each other upside down. It does feel weird. Maybe because we're adults? Does this bring you back? Same here. You always ended up in this position after playing all day. I would make sure that you were comfy and relaxed, running my fingers through your hair like this. While you looked up facing me, I wiped off your sweat and cleaned you up. You listened to my voice, calming you. You looked into my eyes and you say, "Yep, I hope we play again too." And then I asked, "What is your dream, adventurer?" You have a bunch of silly answers. A cowboy, a knight, an actor, which is oddly realistic, that one. And where did you end up becoming? A kindergarten teacher. I was surprised when you told me your job. I had no idea you liked to teach kids. We chatted a lot. You talked about how our next role play in the fort would be like, saying you're excited to see what comes next. Rambled on about what we would play. Slowly but surely, you fell asleep. The night came close to your forehead and gave you a gentle smooch. And say, till our next adventure, partner. You're cute when you lay down on me sleeping, and funnily enough, we still do this when we were in high school. Hey, you asked for it. You're still a kid at heart. Although, it wasn't real play, we just goofed around in our fort. We played board games and did origami and wrestled a bit. I got no complaints though. It was fun. As long as I get to hang out and do this to you. I'm all for it. Yeah, I'd have changed it up a little. I rested my hands on the sides of your face and gently caressed like this. Not too hard, not too soft, just nice enough to relax you. I still got it. Muscle memory, I guess. If I remember correctly, we talked more about you. But this time, I asked about your future. I wanted to know where you see yourself in a few years. Yeah, a relationship with your best friend. You rambled about how your first date would go. What nice gifts to buy and how intimate you will be in bed. It's a little weird listening to you talk about bad stuff, but I don't want to ruin your relaxation. And then you fell asleep, like you always do. But instead of kissing your forehead, I kissed you on your nose. You thought I'd still go for your forehead? You were asleep. There's no way you would have known. It's cute though. You look so content. I can't help myself. Well, now you know. Yeah, we stopped the fort shenanigans and moved to college and started being adults. I miss those days in the fort. Playing and goofing around like idiots. I mean, you have to grow up, right? You can't stay kids forever. We went on
our separate careers. You did your thing. I did mine. We rarely get to hang out like this anymore. We have our responsibilities to take care of, especially my little brother. It's exhausting. Adulting is shit. You missed it too, huh? It's nice we get to relive this right now. We can probably start something new. It'd be nice to goof around right now, but no. I want to do something else. No, not in here, but out there. You know, relationship. I'm not asking for a role play. I want a relationship. A serious relationship. Sounds stupid, I know. Wait, really? Is that why you decided to build this blanket fort? You wanted to secretly ask my little brother if you could ask me out? And who's this best friend you were talking about? Oh, it took you this long, huh? You big, big dummy. Why didn't you ask me sooner? You thought I prefer a more mature person. Dude, I would have said yes. I will be yours, period. I may be this immature woman, but I had hoped to keep hanging out with you like this. I'm not searching for someone to compensate for my dorkiness. You're the only person where I can be myself with. My exes never liked my immaturity. They think I'm a weirdo and I can't take things seriously, but you don't. It's nice to have someone like you. I missed having you beside me. I like you a lot. Sorry about my hands running all over your hair and just trying to make you feel comfortable again. Are you relaxed? Keep staring into my eyes. I like it. So, my fellow adventurer, what do you want to ask me? A date sounds awesome. I like how we're kissing upside down. It's adorable. I love you. No, I love you. No, no, no. I love you. Nuh-uh. Me love you more. You don't love me more, I do. I love you 3,000. Tom Hiddleston is still hot in my book. Change my mind. Tox. I'm laying myself on top of you. Howdy, partner. Hold me tight, Superman. I'm always cheesy. Nope. Can't stop, won't stop. Just give in to the dark side, young Padawan. You know, my brother will be very happy to see us together. We'll get to play with you even more. Which means you'll have to see him more often. Which also means he'll expect you to come visit every day. No, it's not an excuse for me to see you. What? You think I will pull you aside and make out with you in a corner. Don't you like to see me? I felt your tongue a little. Are you trying to get in? Naughty, naughty. No, I'm not getting my tongue in there. Oopsie daisies. Our tongues touched. Hey, we can't be too loud. Your hands all over me. Do I turn you on? I'm squeezing my ass. I must have given you a boner, huh? Fuck. Please don't stop touching me. I'm too loud. No, you're too loud. Fuck. You're making me wet. Getting all horny. It's all your fault. Can I fuck you? Hard under me, and you're grinding up and down my crotch. You're practically teasing me. It feels so good. My pants are slowly getting wet. Can I fuck you, please? Yeah, right here, right now. I can't wait anymore. Wow. Your cock looks so hot. Tastes good too. I'm gonna get this prepped if you don't mind. God, you're perfect. Your cock's actually so fucking hot in my mouth. Fuck, I'm so horny. I wanna fuck you so bad. I need your cock inside me. I want it slick inside my pussy. Your cock ran at me till it's sore. Till I go crazy for you and ask for more. Is my giggles making you tremble? It did. You look so cute. Just don't make too much noise, okay? Did I do good? Fuck. I can't wait any longer. What is inside me now? It's a spot. Down on you. Try not to make too much noise, okay? No. Shh. Shh. A little too loud. I told you to keep it down. Me. You wake my little brother up. She's squeezing her cock inside me. How about if I start bouncing on you? Shut up. Stop giggling at me. I guess you feel so freaking amazing inside me. I can't help but make stupid faces. Just shut up and let me fuck you. Shh. Don't you dare speak when both my hands are over your mouth. Let me fuck you in peace. Really, your mouth's in my hands. Can't take it, huh? Fuck. I feel so good. So good. Shh. So good. So good, I know. I know it's hard. It's hard for me. I need to shut you up. You're making too much noise. No, I'm not getting louder. Shut up. think squeezing my tits is gonna make me loud. Fuck you. I can't help myself. I had in mind, you know, if I come into having sex with you, just knock me up, please. Fuck me harder. My part of the enjoyment. Lay me on my stomach. Like what you see? Okay, I get it. You like my ass. Stop teasing me and butt it in. Please, please play your God. Oh. Fuck yes. Oh, fuck into me. Thrust your cock in and out of my pussy. Fucking slam into my ass. Oh, shit. Thank you on your dick. How'd that feel? How you say? Hot like Scarlett Johansson or Margaret Robbie? I thought of Tom Hiddleston fucking me. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just a fantasy. You still haven't come, so you want to finish things off? I want your cum inside me. Yeah, fill me up to the brim. Oh, come on. What are you waiting for? Making me push my hips back into you. Here, come, please. God, move your hips into me. I need your cum. Oh, fuck me. I'm such a needy girl. You like me desperate, huh? Hurry up then. Don't tease me again. Fuck yes. You better stop teasing me here. I think the sex is way better than the ones you mentioned you were gonna do to me. Yeah, we're fucking in a blanket fort. You think your idea of fucking me on the bed is way better? Right. Next time, I'm gonna come over to your house and you'll show me all. You'll fuck me for real. No, I'm not craving for your dick. Who says that? I was begging for your dick because you made me all worked up. Fuck yeah, you mean your cup. I'm craving that sticky load. Yes. Yes. You fucking, come on. Come on, fill me up. Give me your cum, please. Wrap your arms around me. God, yes. Shut me up and fuck me. I'm so fucking needy. Just fucking fuck me and come inside me, please. Everything. Best sex ever. So, when are you taking me for a date? Where are we going? What gifts are you gonna buy for me? Can I go to your house tomorrow? Sorry, I'm just excited. There's so many things I want to do. We're a thing now. We can do a bunch of stuff together. Bingo ice cream at the local store, just down the road. Ooh, what about the carnival? That's happening later this weekend. We could go there. Oh, how about a pet? I've always wanted a dog in this house, or maybe like a guinea pig. That's cute too. We could like then an adoption and a rescue home, and then we can have our dinner party at a fancy restaurant. A candlelit dinner sounds sweet. Wait, you could bring me to your school and introduce me to your kids. We can play games together. I could be your assistant teacher. That sounds awesome. What do you think? Sleep. Why am I not surprised? Thanks for being my lifelong playmate. You're the best. Till our next adventure, partner.